3:18 Afternoons with Aaron here on Kate Radio. Thank you so much for spending your day with us. I hope you're staying cool or at least enjoying the weather right now because, like we mentioned, it's going to get warmer. 82 degrees is our current temperature. Well, we are going to talk to the new head coach of the Albert Lea girls soccer team. It was announced earlier this week, Amy Wacholtz will be taking over as the head coach. And we got Amy on the phone line with us. Amy, a good afternoon, and thanks for joining us on Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Amy, before we talk about girls soccer, let's get a little background to those that are not familiar with you. Now, you've been around the area. You grew up in the area. You were a standout in high school here at Albert Lea. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I grew up in Hollandale and went to Albert Lea High School. I played soccer there. I think I started around fifth grade and played in high school all 4 years. I was all-conference a few years, and then my senior year I was named All-State, so that was a pretty fun experience for me. I got to play with a lot of other girls from around the whole state of Minnesota together up in the Metrodome, and it was just a really good time.
Now, college career was pretty good, too. You went up north, up to Moorhead. You went up to Concordia. Talk about that experience.
Yep. So after graduating from Albert Lea, I went up to Concordia for 4 years, majored in biology up there and played soccer again all 4 years. And just if I can look back, high school soccer, college soccer, probably some of the best, most fun times I've ever had.
Again, Amy Wacholtz, the new head coach, the Albert Lea girls soccer team, joining us here on Kate Radio. So that puts us at about 2007, 2008. Tell us what's been going on in the last 12 to 13 years that got us to this point in time.
Right. So after graduating from Concordia, I took a year off and then I actually went back to school and got my veterinary technology degree. So I'm a certified vet tech. Spent some years in Owatonna, Austin. Now I'm actually back up in Owatonna. About a year ago, just kind of had a change of, I wouldn't say careers, but just a little bit different work schedule, which allowed me to get back into soccer. So they had the 9A position was open at that time. So I jumped on it and got in and just had such a fun time being back in the sport. I've missed it a lot, and I feel like the area, Albert Lea, Austin, doesn't offer much for adult leagues. So just being able to play a little bit with the high school girls and get back into it has been amazing.
So last year you were an assistant with the varsity team, correct?
Yep, I coached the 9A team and then helped a little bit with the varsity. It was a little bit challenging with COVID. Our teams were quite separated, but I was able to kind of watch a lot of their home games and help a little bit with their team as well.
So, Amy, when the position came up that they were looking for somebody to be the head coach, was this a no-brainer for you?
You know, it took a little bit of time. I have a lot of family that really pushed me to apply. I was a little apprehensive just because I've told a lot of people, I know the sport, I've played the sport, but coaching is something that's still fairly new to me.
Okay.
But I had faith in my knowledge of the game, and I think that will take me a long way. I just, you know, there's a lot of people that I know that can give me good advice and help me through it. So I think I have a good team and a good team of support to help me.
Again, Amy Wacholtz, the new head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer team here on KATE. Let's talk about your family. And do you have a couple, maybe a upcoming soccer players as well?
So we do. Like I said, last year was a little bit challenging with COVID. I felt like I didn't get to know a lot of the varsity players very well. I know we graduated some really talented seniors, but I know we have some upcoming sophomores, juniors. We have a couple really quick forwards that I know. And I feel like the base of our team, the senior class that we have, is super strong and dedicated. So I think that we're going to do really well.
Talk about your husband and talk about your two daughters. Do they have a future in soccer as well?
I hope so. This spring, I actually coached both my daughters. There's the Albert Lea Rush soccer program, and they're little go-getters. You know, you want to push them to a certain extent, but I also want them to choose, you know, which sports and things that they end up doing. But so far, they both really, really enjoy it, so that makes me happy.
Your husband's name and your daughter's names.
So my husband is Adam. He works for the state of Minnesota for MnDOT. He's been there for about 6 or 7 years. And then my daughter Brinley is going into third grade, and then Kensley will start kindergarten this year.
So, Amy, how quick the soccer, you know, turn around? Do you start practice, I assume, sometime next month already?
Yeah, we start August 16th, so it's coming up really quick.
So you took the position. It was announced in pretty much a month to the date. You're going to be out there coaching. So that is awesome. You talked about still getting into learning about coaching soccer. Going into the season, have you developed maybe some philosophies that you want to, or philosophy you want to install with your players?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like a part of the huge reason I love soccer so much was the people who coached me. I had amazing coaches all through high school and college. And so I've really been able to take the time to think about all the things I liked from them coaching me. And I really hope to instill that in my players. You know, I want to be a coach, but I also want to be somebody that they can trust and talk to and that we can build a good relationship upon.
Again, Amy Wachholz, the new head coach, Yelbert Lea, a girls soccer team. And again, practice starts in less than a month for fall sports.
Yep.
It's hard to believe. Amy, anything you want to add before we let you go? Again, appreciate the time this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, come out and watch us play. We're hopefully going to have a full schedule this year. I know our schedule is kind of cut short, but I think we have 16 games or so. So, you know, come out to our home games, cheer the girls on.
Amy, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to working with you in the fall season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.